Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is April the 6th, and my name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. That's what we do every day. We spend a little time in God's Word. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13, and then we go on to Proverbs 27, verse 10. Let me ask you a question. When you make a promise to someone, does that promise only last for a little while? I mean, is there some kind of time limit to that promise? Or does the promise last forever? David made a promise in this story. Let's see if his promise lasts. 2 Samuel chapter 9. One day David asked, "Is anyone in Saul's family still alive? Anyone to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" He summoned a man named Ziba, who had been one of Saul's servants. "Are you Ziba?" the king asked. "Yes, sir, I am," Ziba replied. The king then asked him, "Is anyone still alive from Saul's family? If so, I want to show God's kindness to them." Ziba replied, "Yes, one of Jonathan's sons is still alive. He is crippled in both feet." "Where is he?" the king asked. "In Lo Debar," Ziba told him, "at the home of Machir, son of Ammiel." So David sent for him and brought him from Machir's home. His name was Mephibosheth. He was Jonathan's son and Saul's grandson. When he came to David, he bowed low to the ground in deep respect. David said, "Greetings, Mephibosheth." Mephibosheth replied, "I am your servant." "Don't be afraid," David said. "I intend to show kindness to you because of my promise to your father Jonathan. I will give you all the property that once belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will eat here with me at the king's table." Mephibosheth bowed respectfully and exclaimed, "Who is your servant that you should show such kindness to a dead dog like me?" Then the king summoned Saul's servant Ziba and said, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and servants are to farm the land for him to produce food for your master's household. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, will eat here at my table." Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Ziba replied, "Yes, my lord the king, I am your servant and I will do all that you have commanded." And from that time on, Mephibosheth ate regularly at David's table like one of the king's own sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. From then on, all the members of Ziba's household were Mephibosheth's servants. And Mephibosheth, who was crippled in both feet, lived in Jerusalem and ate regularly at the king's table. Wow, how about that? After all these years, David still remembered the promise he made to Jonathan. For David, there was no time limit to the promise that he made. He was going to make good on that word, no matter how long it took. You know, God is a God who makes promises. And sometimes it might seem a long time before he actually makes good on that promise, but you can be sure of this. God is actually even better than David, and he will make good on every single promise he has ever made. He's that good. He has promised to show his love for us. He has promised to rescue us. He has promised to hear us when we cry out to him. So if you're having a problem today, if you're struggling over something, cry out to God. He is a God who keeps his promises. And when you cry out to him, he will hear you. This is what Proverbs chapter 27, verse 10 says. "Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance." God will never abandon you. And when disaster strikes, you can call on him. All right, my friends, there you have it. We've done another day of the Daily Radio Bible for Kids, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I hope you join me, and get the word out among your friends. Let people know that we're gathering here each day to hear the word. All right, until tomorrow, you be blessed. I'll talk to you then.